President Trump warns of an end-of-the-world scenario and how we can combat it.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. We got a great show lined up. Harry Hutchinson's joining us, Rick Grinnell, CC Heil, Packed Show, Will Haynes joining us in studio. And look, when this team came to me and said, Logan, the topic of today is the end of the world, I said, you know what? I don't know if that's necessarily where we're going to go here. And then they played me a clip from President Trump that happened over the weekend. It was really the discussion on the availability and the existence of an extreme amount of nuclear warheads and bombs and what that looks like on a worldwide global scale. And of course, they showed me a clip that specifically he says those things. And I said, you know what? We do need to talk about that. We need to bring in people that know a bit more about this topic. And that's precisely what we're going to do. Should we play President Trump here right off the bat? I think you should hear this to set this up so we can keep this conversation going. Here's President Trump from Fox Business. This was just yesterday.
When I listen to these climate lunatics and they talk about global warming and they say the ocean's going to rise 1/8 of an inch in the next 300 years and, you know, and nobody ever talks about nuclear weapons or some of the other things, but the nuclear weapons in particular right now. And they talk about the climate and they talk about the dangers of the climate, but they don't talk about the dangers of a nuclear weapon, which could happen tomorrow. They say in 300 years, I watched Biden for years say the existential threat. He loved the term existential threat. Our greatest existential threat is from the climate. And I said, no. Well, the greatest is sitting in shelves in various countries called nuclear weapons that are big monsters that can blow your heads off for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, and I think even later on in that clip, he specifically references it could be the end of the world. And again, as you said, I think this has been true with the, with conservatives in general. And there is a world where, sure, we care about our health. We care about the health of our nation and the health of our world. When you talk about an environmental crisis, a climate crisis, I don't think you would lose a lot of conservatives with a lot of the things that could be done to help that. Where you do lose them is when you don't talk about what's actually happening today. And that's what President Trump brings up. And I think that's a very real point. It's the conversation heads to there. It doesn't head to the active wars that are happening. It doesn't head to what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Israel and Gaza. It goes to sort of, again, an existential threat, as he said, a more, down the line thing. And it's not like that's not important. But what it isn't is as important of, are your kids going to be able to survive this world over the next 100 years, let's say, even?
And that's when you look at the entire issue with the war in Ukraine. We know that there's been saber rattling from President Putin of Russia regarding use of tactical nuclear weapons. We know that France right now is trying to create a nuclear umbrella for Europe. This isn't some abstract potential thing. And that's why when you look at what President Trump is doing, trying to end a war, talking about nuclear drawdowns in areas, it takes away the entire argument that he's going to try to get us into a war and going to cause nuclear mayhem, which the left has tried to say he would do. Instead, it really brings up a reality of the status of the world with all these nuclear arms.
What it sounds like is someone who grew up in the 60s. You know what I mean? Like, this has the feeling of someone who grew up in the 60s in an anti-war nuke movement. I don't know where President Trump stood in the 60s or how he was doing, but he was in his early 20s, I would say, throughout the 60s. And now you've seen sort of the converse happen, where for some reason, this should have been the Democratic talking point. But now, of course, it's somehow the Republican, conservative, Christian talking point to say, you know, we need to stop wars and maybe we can lower the amount of nukes worldwide. President Trump did warn of an end-of-the-world scenario, but it was not done in a way of just fear. It was actually giving you reason to fight back and how you can combat it. We're going to talk about that in the next segment with Harry Hutchinson. He'll be joining us coming up. Support the work of the ACLJ. We are in the Life and Liberty Drive. We're going to discuss that a lot more coming up later in the show. And again, that's at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. Harry Hutchins joining us in studio. We're going to discuss the whole nuke situation, but I did want to play a clip right off the bat. This is, again, another clip from President Trump where he does warn of an end-of-the-world scenario. And again, when the team brought me this, and they said, this is what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the end of the world. I go, okay, I don't know if this is this kind of show. It's not usually what we get into. Now, off air, I'll talk about the end of the world all the time. We want to talk end times. That's a different show altogether. You want to call me for that one, have fun. 1-800-684-3110. Just put a challenge out to our phone screener for today. That'll be fun. President Trump did warn of this, and I want you to hear from him, because again, it's not done flippantly, it's not done in a way that feels dramatic or over the top of saying it's the end of the world, it's not the end of democracy, those kind of statements that are said. This is done in a way saying we got to be careful, because there are people and nations that have too much or are building up, and we got to be really careful because it could change the world in a blink of the eye, literally. Let's hear from President Trump again.
I'd love to cut defense spending, but not now, because you have China, you have Russia, yeah, you have a lot of problems out there. No.
In fact,
no, what I have said is we spend a lot of money on nuclear missiles, nuclear weapons. The level of destruction is beyond anything you can even imagine. It's just bad that everybody has to spend all this money on something that if it's used, it's probably the end of the world.
Probably the end of the world if it's used, but of course we feel like we have to have it, and because these other nations do as well. And later on he even discusses how, yeah, in a perfect world this would not exist, that these kind of weapons we wouldn't even have, no one would have, but we do live in a world where they do exist, and we know they've been used and we've used them and paid the consequences, I'd say, for a lot of that as well. But Professor Hutchison, you were breaking down in the meeting we had before this, just telling about where you think they are, who has them, where do they exist, because this is not something that's theoretical. This is something that is happening in real time, and we have to be very careful.
I think you're precisely correct. We live in a world of mutual assured destruction. As we speak, Russia has nuclear submarines stationed off the coast of Great Britain and of the United States. And Russia only has to detonate a weapon in the Atlantic Ocean or the English Channel to flood 50% of Great Britain. So this is an important threat, and it's much more important than so-called climate change or the end of democracy as represented by Adam Schiff. So one of the things that the American people should know is that Donald Trump is talking about something that is very, very important, number one. But number two, it is under-discussed in the United States. It's under-discussed in Western Europe. Will mentioned earlier that France, for instance, is sending nuclear-capable fighter jets to Germany so that they can be closer to Russia. Meanwhile, the president of France doesn't seem to understand that Moscow Yep. could send nuclear weapons to Paris in a matter of minutes. And so I think at the end of the day, this underscores the Trump administration's willingness to focus on solving the war in Ukraine. However you look at what's going on in Ukraine, I think everyone should acknowledge that at the end of the day, there is embedded in that conflict a nuclear threat that could destroy the entire universe.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at it from that point of view, I think for those of us that did not that grew up, you know, born in the 80s, we think of the nuke crisis and the issues that came in and all of the things we heard of from our parents and our grandparents, and it almost feels like something in the past. It almost feels like a historical, you know, we're talking about the Civil War. It feels like there's something that's 100 years ago, 200 years. It doesn't have, for some reason, we've almost made it parody worthy. You think about like the Indiana Jones film, not this last one, the one before that, where, you know, he gets nuked and he's in a fridge and survives, and it's this silly moment right at the beginning of the movie, because we've almost cartoonified the war potentially with nukes. President Trump, as what seems to be, brings these things back to mind, and maybe we actually start having conversations that matter. And that's what I think you brought up too, is sure, I said this earlier, you could say whatever you want about the climate. We can, if you're someone who believes we have to be really protecting our planet and doing everything, that's fine. But what about what we're doing today? What about we're dealing with what's happening in the world right now? It's when you start comparing religious beliefs and faiths to the way they were held maybe hundreds of years ago. You know, you heard about that with Islamic terror, that, you know, people will say, well, the Crusades. It's like, yeah, well, the Crusades aren't happening today. I actually am dealing with what's happening today. And I feel like it's similar.
When you think back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, the closest I think the world came to nuclear war, it was because these weapons were stationed in Cuba, 90 miles south of Florida.
Right here.
Very close to the United States. And it escalated. It fortunately did not end up in nuclear war. But when you hear President Trump talk about World War III, you're gambling with World War III. It's the same in reverse as the Cuban Missile Crisis, because what now we're seeing is the moving of nuclear weapons closer and closer to Russia, who's feeling threatened by this. Yes, their action to invade Ukraine was a trigger point, but you can't forget that, as France says, we're going to move fighter jets and station them in the eastern part of Germany so that they are closer to provide a nuclear umbrella. These are escalating maneuvers. And what President Trump is trying to do, Professor Hutchison, is de-escalate this, talk to each other, much like was how the Cuban Missile Crisis was resolved, was through high stakes, very close to nuclear war diplomacy. But he's trying to avoid nuclear catastrophe around the world. And those that keep pushing for more and more resources to Ukraine, moving strategic weapons closer and closer to Russia, that puts us in a very precarious place of getting back to a Cuban Missile Crisis style crisis, but in 2025.
I think you're precisely correct. So if you look at the progression of NATO across Europe, it has moved closer and closer to the territory of Russia. And Russia has taken note of this. Meanwhile, NATO, for instance, has continuously promised that they would not move towards Russia. We promised in the 1990s that NATO would stop, perhaps around Hungary. But now we're talking about Ukraine, which is right on the border with Russia. So that's essentially like stationing, potentially, missiles in Cuba or in Montreal or Toronto. And if a hostile power were to do that to the United States would rightly react. So I'm not going to justify what Russia has done in Ukraine, but at least I think it's imperative to understand what motivates Russia. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is to diminish the possibility that the Ukrainian conflict erupts into a nuclear Armageddon.
We're going to keep that discussion going later in the show, and I'd love to hear from you if you have thoughts or questions about this. I know this is a big topic. It's a new topic, so it's one that maybe you're not as familiar with, or maybe you have questions as much as I do. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Coming up in the next segment also, Cece Heil is going to be joining us about an ACLJ case that's happening right now. If you want to talk about what's going on right now, it's also what's going on in your schools. We're in court today, again, because the teachers union is trying to intervene in a case, and you're not going to believe this one. And you are going to believe it, because there's stuff I can't say, nor would I, on the air for some of the content that's being exposed to your kids right now. And I questioned this. I said, what is it? Let me see some of the details of what we're talking about here. And again, I wish I could show you and maybe do your own research, because some incredibly disturbing stuff. And that is why we have launched our Life and Liberty Drive. We have a flood of new cases pouring in right now. And look, if you need help, you can go to aclj.org/help. You should do that. But these cases impact not only life, but your freedom and your liberty. And it takes immense resources and manpower to take on these cases to put on this broadcast. And we need your support. Help keep us in the fight today. Have your gift doubled at aclj.org. There is so much happening right now. Like I said, we're in court today with these teachers' unions. We're filing at the Supreme Court today to allow parents to opt out of teaching that conflicts with their children's religious beliefs. We believe it's very important. It's been a core issue here for a long time. We're continuing our fight, Supreme Court, to defund Planned Parenthood. And tomorrow, we're filing in federal appeals court to allow DOGE to help eliminate the federal DEI programs. But that's not all. Go to aclj.org. Have your gifts doubled during our Life and Liberty Drive. Do it right now. Scan the QR code that you see on the screen. It's incredibly important if you do that. 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air. I'd love to hear from you. Again, Cece Hiles joining us, and Rick Rennell will be joining us in the back half of the broadcast. So get on hold right now. 1-800-684-3110. Go to aclj.org. Make your donation. It's doubled and matched right now.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Seculo. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to hear from you right now. If you're watching on YouTube, you're brand new to us, hit that subscribe button. And if you've been a supporter for a long time, and maybe you haven't hit that subscribe button, do that. Or maybe you're watching on Salem News Channel, or maybe you're watching on any of our other outlets, Facebook, Rumble. Join in the conversation. Let me know where you're watching from if you don't know what to say. But there are some phone lines open. Looks like we got about three lines open right now. 1-800-684-3110. Great time to call. CeCe Hiles joining us in studio to give you a little ACLJ update, because the ACLJ never stops. We are always in court. And this one, I was told about this morning. It's a case that we've had for a while, but there's some updates on it. And it has to do with explicit materials in schools. And of course, that's been a pretty hot topic over the last few years. And I've been curious of sometimes... You get these and you're like, okay, well, show me what that material is. Are we talking about, people who have a problem with classic literature because some of the language being used? And you hear a lot about that, about Mark Twain and some of those. And then Will, our producer here, executive producer, he's like, okay, I got it, a sample of it. And I could not read it to you on the air if I even wanted to. It is so outlandishly vulgar, and it's in your kids' schools. We are not talking about, again, classic literature using some words or phrases or some adult content. You are talking about extreme content that is in the materials, and even so much so that the school itself was kind of like, okay, yeah, this shouldn't be here. But when you have a teachers union and you have librarians get involved and people, look, I'm a free speech advocate, and I've been saying that way before it became a fun talking point, I feel like, for conservatives. I'm someone that believes I'm an anti-censorship advocate. I have been most of my life. However, there is a line, and I feel like that line for most people is exposing things to children.
That's right.
And here we are.
You're a child protection advocate, for
sure.
Yeah,
we'll still go that way,
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
If
you're an adult, I don't care. But if you're showing something to your kids, or to your, not just your kids,
right,
but other people's kids that you're entrusting people with,
yes,
this is where it gets out of control.
Yeah, and so I'll just give kind of a background. The New York, it's a school board in New York, and the school board actually did the right thing at first. They followed their school board policy, which requires that books be age appropriate and enrich and support the curriculum. So there were books that had obscene depictions of sexually explicit acts that the school board rightfully removed. And then a librarian and some others threatened legal action that the school board could not do that. And so then they put them back in. The school board was scared, and they put those books back in. So then it went to the Commissioner of Education, the New York Commissioner of Education. And that's when we got involved. So we filed a complaint with the Commissioner of Education, and that ruling actually upheld the books being back in, saying that the First Amendment actually required the inclusion of sexually explicit books in school libraries, and that is absolutely wrong. So we filed then in New York State Court, and we've had a petition there. And now what's happening today, we actually have Nathan, who's there arguing in that case, that the New York State United Teachers Union has filed a motion to intervene, meaning they want to come in and be part of this case. And we, of course, today are arguing that we are objecting to that motion to intervene, because the courts have repeatedly stated that they've rejected the notion that librarians or teachers possess a First Amendment right to expose students to vulgar or obscene content in public school libraries. And in fact, the absolute opposite is true, that school boards maintain authority to remove sexually explicit books from school libraries. And that's what we're arguing, and we're hopeful that we will be successful.
Yeah, and I think that's a real thing the ACLJ is fighting for right now. So I encourage you, as we are in this Life and Liberty drive, to make your donation. All donations are matched, because we're able to send our legal team to handle these important issues. And they are important. Again, if you could read this material, you would be shocked. And of course, look, we've all been kids. We've all been in school before. I am sure if the word got out that, hey, this kind of book is in your library, guess what becomes the most popular book in school right now? The one that has explicit content that's not made for kids, or even if it's made for kids, it shouldn't be marketed to kids. And again, borderlining pornography, really, when you're reading it, it's very, very, very intense.
And CeCe, we know that the law is on our side. We know that the Supreme Court has unanimously recognized that that school boards have the authority to remove books that are vulgar. This material in these books, they fall under the definition under New York state law of obscenity and indecent material.
Right.
So we know that the law's on our side. There's a really big fight today, and that's why we need people to support the ACLJ, because it's one thing fighting in state court against a school board or a municipality, but now the big guns are coming out. It's the school board, not the school board, it's the teachers' unions. They want to be a part of this. They want to be a party to the lawsuit. They want to get involved. We know the resources they have. We know how aggressive they can be. And they're trying to say, we, the teachers' union, need to be a part of this. You don't get to decide this court without our input. We're fighting that today. Our attorney, Nathan, he'll be giving an oral argument virtually this afternoon. So, one, be praying for our attorneys as they face this today, trying to stop the teachers union from being a party of this lawsuit. But if they do, it shows that that fight is much harder, because the money that it's going to be going up against from the teachers union, being able to pour resources in to something like this, it's another reason people need to support the ACLJ, because we know this isn't just happening in New York. It's happening all over the country, and that's why the teachers union wants to be a part of it.
Absolutely. That we find states and we get contacts from states all over the United States where this is happening, where this is an issue, where it's literally, it is obscene and pornographic books. And, you know, we point out that when they try to argue, well, this is diversity and we have to have diversity, we argue that there are hundreds of other age-appropriate books representing diverse viewpoints that do not contain pornography. And those books can certainly be included in the school library instead of the pornographic ones. And like you pointed out, there is a New York state law on obscenity that it violates. These books absolutely violate that, because these obscenity laws, as they pertain to minors, these books are in violation of that. And again, it is a much broader thing when you have teachers unions coming in. It is their intent to force pornography and obscenity on our students, and we're going to stand in between them and represent the parents' rights to say, I don't want my student to have access to this pornographic information.
That's right. And this is a school library. This isn't a public library. This isn't a bookstore. We're not saying Barnes & Noble shouldn't be able to sell whatever they want to sell. You have the choice to go shop wherever you want to shop. This is a school library where middle schoolers have access to this. This is not appropriate for these children. And when you look at the fight that we have ahead, this is a very important one. This is one where you draw a line in the sand against this teachers union and say, you're not allowed to be a part of this. You're also, when you're fighting for this, not making the best decisions for the children of New York. I mean, the passages that Logan even saw, that gave him a couple examples, couldn't even get through some of them, was so shocked at what was in these books that are in the school's library.
It's absurd. If you read it, you would just be like, wow, did this ever make it in? It's not like some subtle reference that's thrown in somewhere that some, you know, parent who's just ultra conservative said, this is ridiculous. Or the opposite, an ultra liberal parent who said, you know, this isn't, you know, inclusive enough. No, it's not that at all. That's why the ACLJ is there, and that's why we got to fight back. So we want to join me right now. You should join me also. I'm an ACLJ champion. You should become an ACLJ champion. That's someone that gives on a monthly basis. We got a second half hour of this broadcast coming up. This is a great time as we take a very short break. We only take about a one-minute break coming up. But 1 minute's enough time to make your donation, whether that's a one-time or become an ACLJ champion. Do it right now at ACLJ.org. Also taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
You heard about the incredible work the ACLJ is doing in the last segment. If you weren't joining us in that last segment, I encourage you to go back when we're done and go listen to the work we're doing in court right now on behalf of your kids because of the material they're being exposed to in schools right now. And usually I, again, am a free speech advocate. I am an anti-censorship advocate. I've been that way at least since I was in college, where I realized there was a lot of people who were not on board with free speech. But this is different. This isn't for kids in college. This isn't for adults. This is for your middle schoolers, your high schoolers, your elementary school students, and what they're being exposed to. And when I could tell you how insane it is, I can't even say it on the air. And if I said it even online, if I read the passage of this book or one of the books, because I questioned it, I said, are we being real here? I'm not for the banning of books. I'm not for that kind of thing. But then they showed me the material, and the material is far from anything you would want your kid exposed to, of any age, really. So we got involved, the ACLJ, and that's the kind of cases that we're getting involved in right now. So I encourage you during this Life and Liberty drive to make a donation. We also have phone lines open for you at 1-800-684-3110, because we're going to continue the discussion, and Rick Grinnell's going to be joining us in the next segment as President Trump warns of an end-of-the-world scenario, and I don't say that lightly. And he didn't say that lightly. Again, much like them telling me, hey, you got to have banned books, I go, I don't know. I mean, we're going to talk about the end of the world? But then you play the clips and you hear from President Trump and you go, oh, I get what he's talking about here. He is talking about the absurd nature of the nuke crisis that could be happening, you know, under our under our noses really right now, around the world, that could bring a scenario where not only are we in a world war, but we're in a world war that ends in a complete nightmare scenario. And how, as the American people, we can fight against that. And that's what I at least like, is that President Trump is bringing up these issues that are important. There is also, this is not a new thing for a lot of the administration. Tulsi Gabbard, who you know, was a friend of ours, was a colleague, was on this show for many years. Of course, now she's gone on to become, I don't know, the Director of National Intelligence. She's been warning about this for a long time, for years, in fact. Whether that was on Joe Rogan or whoever would platform her at the time. Of course, on us. But this was her at the Make America Healthy Again, the MAHA panel, back from October of this year. So you know the influence is coming from people like Tulsi Gabbard getting all the way up to the White House and making sure that these important topics are being brought up. So here you go. This is our friend Tulsi Gabbard.
Our planet will be destroyed in a nuclear war. The idea of having clean air and clean water and healthy food to eat becomes null and void. The idea of free speech becomes null and void.
Is that it? Okay, cool. Just making sure that was the end of the clip there. I didn't have a transcript in front of me. A lot of you want to call in. I want you to call in. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. As we head to this break, I know this is just a short segment. We're going to continue this discussion with a former director of national intelligence, ambassador to Germany. We heard about where nukes are going, Will, in terms of Germany, France and Germany. So we're going to have that discussion in depth coming up with Rick Grinnell. You know him from our broadcast for many years now. And of course, like I said, is those. And now he's a special envoy for the Trump administration and is doing some great things. He's also involved in the Kennedy Center, which has been making waves over the last few weeks. But I encourage you, we can't have voices like Rick Grinnell, even Professor Hutchinson and CeCe Heil and Will and me. You can't have that without support. We are not funded by major sponsors here on Seculo or at the ACLJ. And that's why we have moments like this, the Life and Liberty Drive, where we're able to take on a lot of new cases. We're able to take on a lot of new issues because of you. And because of the ACLJ supporters and champions that are already locked in and are saying we will unlock a matching gift if people donate. So right now, that match is open. And it's only open for a limited time. Your donations will be doubled during this Life and Liberty Drive. Again, you've heard all the issues we're getting involved in. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. We have so much more coming up this year. And of course, our campaign, our Choice Begins Here campaign, is launched throughout the state of Massachusetts, doing great work in supporting our pro-life pregnancy resource centers. So make your donation right now as we're in break. Rick Grinnell coming up.
G5.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Secular. We are going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to line up some calls in the back half of this broadcast. We'd love to take them in the next segment. Let's go ahead and start with one of those calls. Let's go to Dorothy, who's calling in Ohio. On line one, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment. JFK gave Khrushchev 72 hours to get those missiles out of Cuba, and Khrushchev got them out in 48 hours. And bullies, they recognize strength, and that's what I like about President Trump. He backs up his word, and it's good to negotiate and be diplomatic when possible, if possible. But bullies recognize strength. I just want to make that
Yeah, comment. Dorothy, I think you're right. I think President Trump is known for saying something to the effect of, if they think you're 5% crazy and could actually do the things that you're saying, that's enough to actually have some strength and respect. And I think you're seeing that on the global scale. Look, we may not be where we want to be right now in the war in Gaza and Hamas, but there was actually some hostages released. There was actually some movement, which there wasn't at all during the Biden administration. If anything, there was just people caving to terrorism. Same thing with Russia and Ukraine. You may not even agree with where it's going, but you can at least agree that there's some movement. There's some change. And you brought up the same thing with JFK. It's not dissimilar in that, which is you can end these if you are a strong enough leader.
Well, and when you have that leader warning of World War III and knowing the numbers of nuclear warheads that these countries have, whether it be Russia has over 5,500, the United States over 5,000, France has close to 300, China over 500. Now, a lot of these are estimates because these countries aren't giving you a specific number of what their stockpile is. And then, you have Pakistan and India, both with about 170 warheads, and they're a very contentious neighbors. They aren't necessarily the strongest of allies. They have a lot of tensions between the two of them. But when you have the president saying that, this could lead to World War III, and then you hear news like France is going to be moving fighter jets that have capabilities of launching, whether it be tactical or even strategic missiles, jets that can launch those into western part of Germany, you understand why this concern of World War III from President Trump is real.
Yes, absolutely. And Rick Grinnell's joining us right now. I think the man with too many titles for me to mention right now because of all the things he's working on, whether that is for us, whether that's with the administration, whether it's with the Kennedy Center, so much. And of course, all of his formers, we could list those off for days and days. But you know Rick, he's been a part of our team now for multiple years. But Rick, when you hear these comments coming out of President Trump, it's another topic that I feel like he's able to bring up that none of us were really discussing. And we think we had an issue with Rick. We're going to get him back on the line right now. Again, maybe the hardest working man in Washington, D.C., as I said, or around the world. So sometimes we have little connection issues. Speaking of that, though, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110 as we redial him. I do want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. And much like that, I am in search of what some of these new topics are that you care about. What are you interested in? Tell me in the comments. You know, we've built the ACLJ on a core group of topics that have been throughout the years continuing to grow. And yes, sometimes it's easy to get stuck on those 5-6 topics that we always talk about. But I know there's new ones that you care about as well. There's new ones you care about as well. So we encourage you to give us suggestions. I'd love to hear from you where you'd like to see the ACLJ get involved. And not just in the world of you know, politics, in the world of President Trump, also in the world of faith and religious liberties worldwide, because that's really the core of what we do here. But you can't have, as Tulsi Gabbard said, you can't have a freedom of speech, you can't have a freedom of religion, all this, if the world doesn't exist. When President Trump starts warning of something that, you know, the words are probably the end of the world as a scenario, and Rick Grinnell is joining us now. Rick, when you hear that, you know, again, it's a topic that isn't necessarily being talked about, and now it's being brought back up to light because President Trump and his team have said, you know what, we're not talking about, we may be talking about a climate crisis that could happen in a million years or 100 years, 200 years, but we're not talking about the amount of nukes that exist around the world that could end us all tomorrow. And again, I'm not an end times yelling, screaming, it's the end of the world kind of guy, but when you hear this from President Trump and you hear words like World War III being brought up in the meeting with Zelensky, it's at least enough to get all of our ears to listen.
Look, I think the public needs to understand what's happening right now is that we have a president of the United States who is talking about peace deals and forging peace and rejecting war and trying to control the outrageous nuclear arms race. And all of Washington, D.C. is mocking him as a Russian asset for it. I think people just need to understand what's happening. Washington, D.C. is truly outing themselves as the place where peace doesn't work for them and less nuclear weapons, fewer nuclear weapons doesn't work for them. They want an arms race. They want wars. This is very clear. Why else would they be mocking the guy who literally had peace agreements breaking out, handed Joe Biden and the Democrats a peaceful Middle East and a peaceful Europe, only to be handed back to wars? And then now Donald Trump is saying, can we just talk about peace? Can we talk about getting fewer nuclear weapons? Can we try to make the world a better place? And he's mocked for it. I hope the American people see this very clearly, what's happening. Washington, D.C. benefits from war, and they do not want someone talking about peace.
Rick, one of the things that it also comes to mind with this is you see news of France saying that they will be a nuclear umbrella for Europe. Obviously, Macron is trying to posture himself as a leader in this time with his support of Ukraine. But they're even talking about moving strategic jets to the eastern part of Germany and positioning them there to be closer to Russia. Do the warnings from President Trump about World War III being on the brink of breaking out and moving more nuclear assets closer to Russia, is Europe not paying attention to what's happening and the potential of making these moves, what they could lead to?
Well, certainly, as the first administration of Donald Trump proved, that the Europeans, specifically the Germans, who are the largest economy in Europe, who lead Europe in business and job creation, They do not understand that their bad policies are making Europe less safe. Certainly, we know that the German policies have made the European Union smaller and weaker with Brexit and the British saying, if you can't control the borders and immigration issues, then we're out of here. So we know that the Merkel German policies created a smaller EU and a less powerful EU. Now what we're seeing is that Europe is scrambling. They want to increase defense spending because they're nervous about the war on their front stoop, which they should be. But they haven't quite gotten to the point where they are convinced that their bad, weak policies are the reason that they're in this mess. And so they're struggling. And I don't see yet a European leader who's standing up to say, wait a minute, we're on the wrong track here. We were warned in 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea. We were warned that we needed to have a better defense system in Europe, and we ignored it. And Donald Trump is somebody who is trying to connect the dots for Europe. I've had conversations with the CEOs in Germany, very large companies I won't name, but you would know them if I said them. And I would say, you're building a relationship with China, much like you did with Russia, and you're not seeing that you made the mistake with Russia. We pointed them out. There's a war going on in your neighborhood. Now you're trying to build up your defense capabilities. But you're doing the exact same thing with China now. You got to pull back these bad, weak policies and be West. Be with the West. Be part of the transatlantic alliance where you're close to the U.S., not Russia or China.
Rick, thanks you so much for joining us today. I know you're incredibly busy, and this is a very busy time for everyone around the world. But your insights are second to none, and we really do appreciate your work here and what you've done for this broadcast and the ACLJ always, and I look forward to continuing that on. I did want to encourage everyone, if you like what you heard from Rick and you want to know how we get these incredible people on this team, we can't do it without you. Because again, not controlled by big sponsors. If you're sponsors on your radio station, something like that, that doesn't go to us. Or if it, you know, any of them do, it's very minor. The bread and butter of the ACLJ, and the way this broadcast is able to happen, the way we're able to take court cases, we're able to really support your views and values, is by individual donations. And that's why we have moments like the Life and Liberty Drive. So I encourage you right now, as your donations are doubled, go to aclj.org. You've heard all the incredible work we're doing, and that is just a little bit of what we're working on right now. We need your support to have this kind of manpower at aclj.org. Taking your calls coming up. We got a few lines open. Give me a call right now.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secula. We do have some lines open for you. 1-800-684-3110. I'll be honest, maybe we got too many lines open. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. There's a lot of people watching right now. I can see the numbers, so I know you're there. But what question or comment do you have as we head into this last segment? Of course, we are in the Life and Liberty Drive, and I'm not going to leave you alone about that because this is one of those really important times where our gifts are doubled. So if you make a gift to the ACLJ, if you make a donation, a support, all your donations are effectively doubled. There's someone on the other end, another ACLJ supporter or champion who has pledged to unlock their donation if you are to give. And all of these things, whether it's this broadcast or the legal work we do, all take immense resources, incredible manpower. We can't do any of it without you. Again, you may hear sponsors on your radio station. That's not going to us. That's not what's funding this. You may see sponsors on the YouTube stream. Sure, that's a little help, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it's a drop in the bucket for what we need to have this organization thrive. And of course, you can become an ACLJ champion at that. But just on outlets like YouTube, understand you're reaching when you do this and you support and you understand that you give here. There's 468,000 people just on our YouTube channel. We're not able to just do that because we're able to turn the lights on and all of a sudden do a little vlog and put it up there and all of a sudden we got a huge audience. There's a mass amount of people that are working on this each and every day. All day. It costs more to put on the YouTube channel than it does in the revenue we make from YouTube. So think about it that way. This is just to get the word out so people know. So though this does feel like an infomercial, understand that it's not. Understand that it is so important. And I try to tell you as much about our media operation as I can. And I know sometimes that doesn't resonate quite as well as saying, we're in court today. We're doing this today. And we are doing all those things. You heard me listen. I got a list in front of me. We're in court today. Again, on the teachers union intervening in that case you heard with the vulgar material. Finally, the Supreme Court today to allow parents to opt out of teaching that conflicts with their beliefs. We're continuing to fight at the Supreme Court to defend Planned Parenthood. Tomorrow, we're filing in federal appeals court. This is all happening in real time. This is all happening because there's hundreds of people who we're able to employ to do this work. And you can be a part of that by going to aclj.org and having your gifts doubled right now during our Life and Liberty Drive. And of course, our support of Israel is something that comes into play and is something we're going to discuss later on in the week more when we have from ACLJ Jerusalem, Jeff Balaban on. But there was some updates in sort of our fight against anti-Semitism.
I'm going to get to that in 1 second, but I want to piggyback off of what you just said, because another thing that our team has been doing recently is we told you about that that evangelist in Chicago that was detained. We went to court. We won very quickly, had the charges against him dropped. Just sharing the gospel, that was his crime, according to the city of Chicago. Then a couple weeks later, his two friends arrested, same place, held in jail for 6 hours for just sharing the gospel, although our attorneys had advised them how to make sure they were within the law of Chicago. We're defending them, but we also have something much bigger coming where we are going to be trying to get at the heart of what's going on in Chicago through the courts. But we also have another evangelist in North Carolina that we'll tell you about tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. But we're fighting also for people's First Amendment right, not just speech, the freedom of religion, their freedom to evangelize, their freedom to share the gospel. We fight for that too. And our attorneys are all over the place right now when you look at how many things, whether it's the Supreme Court, the appeals court, the court in New York, North Carolina, Chicago. That's a lot of work. And that is why your support is so important. But yes, Logan, you did bring this up, the fight against anti-Semitism. And we are going to get to this tomorrow as well with Jeff Balaban. But one big thing that President Trump said was going to happen was that these people that are agitators on campus, if they're here on some sort of visa and they are participating in these pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic, terroristic protests and demonstrations and riots on campuses, he's going to get rid of them. He's going to say, your visa's done. Sometimes you think, is that just talk? Is that something that's going to actually happen? Well, when he says it, he means it, because ICE has arrested a Palestinian activist who helped lead the Columbia student protests. He was a prominent Palestinian activist. He was here on a green card, and ICE has detained him over the weekend because the State Department ordered the revocation of his green card. And this follows in line that on March 9th, that President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism in coordination with the U.S. State Department, U.S. Immigration, ICE arrested Mahmoud Khalil, a former Columbia University graduate student. He led activities aligned with Hamas, a designated terrorist organization. And so he will no longer be in the United States to further the perpetration of anti-Semitism and support of Hamas.
Here's the truth. I was on X, as I am, and I don't post a whole lot, but I am, you know, I ingest the content I'm looking in. My feed is becoming much more and more conservative-ish influencers, or conservative influencers taking a stand against Israel, against the Jewish people. It is becoming anti-Semitic hate speech from both sides. And I have to be honest, someone with Jewish heritage, it is alarming and disturbing to watch this happen in real time. A lot of it happened over the weekend. Here's what I can tell you. That's not happening here. That's not going to happen here at the ACLJ. I'm not going to go attack Rick Scott because he has an Israeli flag in his office. I'm happy he has an Israeli flag in his office. We're living real weird times right now, where the influencers of the day, many of which have gigantic platforms, are starting to side against the Jewish people, against Israel. And look, no people group or no person, everyone's an individual. There's good and bad everywhere. If you go to the Middle East, though, you tell me who's the good guys and who's not. You tell me who's fighting for your Western values and your beliefs and freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of no religion, freedom of everything that you hold dear, and you show me where it's not. There's been a big push in this propaganda this weekend, and we're going to fight up against it. Be part of that. Again, you can support. If you can support the ACLJ, that's great. If you can give financially, but I'm not just going to say that. Hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. It's free. Show your support. Because I'll be honest, sometimes it feels pretty alone. We feel pretty alone when that starts happening, when the tide starts turning on both sides and you don't know what to do. And you're part of this, you know, we've had the ACLJ has had our, at our core, we have had our support for Israel, our support for the Jewish people since the very inception of the organization. But when you have, and look, I'm watching people leave right now and I'm seeing some of the comments. I know it is not easy. It's not easy to be a Jewish American. It's not easy to be an Israeli and watch all of this unfold. But I also know there's tons, especially us in the evangelical movement, who really do care and see it as a biblical homeland and see why it needs to be protected and supported. So I encourage you to join us right now at ACLJ.org. It's our Life and Liberty Drive. Do it right now. Again, Life and Liberty Drive, just scan the QR code, go to ACLJ.org, download the app, whatever you need to do. Know how much I appreciate it, and we're able to do this because of you. We'll be back tomorrow and more on Seculo, but always stay tuned at ACLJ.org and all of our social media platforms for great new content all day.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.